readers. Welcome to The Ladulterous Whore. Yes, I know, I changed my name. And there's a really good reason for that. I had a lot of people that kept messaging me telling me that I'd spell the word right wrong, okay? And being that it was a play on words from my last name, I was kind of tired of fielding all the, no, I didn't spell it wrong, right as my last name, you know. And then people are like, oh, okay. Yeah, I was done with that. So I thought, that's why I took a break, that I would come up with a new podcast name, have a new setup. As you could see, I'm surrounded by books now. I got my fancy chair. It's really comfy. Because my old one, if you notice, my office chair used to like sink. So after a while, you'd see me getting lower. That won't happen now. And I got this great big light to like make everything brighter. And oh my God, it is so hot. Okay. I am sweating like a pig right now, but that's okay. Because the adulterous whore. Yep. Meaning that I cheat on my TBR, which I actually do a lot. Just so you know, I have a plan for what I'm going to read. I'm like, this week I'm going to read these because they're in publication order. And then something like shiny over here will go, oh, 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 and I'll put that to the top. And then my TBR kind of, yeah. So that's what I am. That's what the podcast is called. It's going to be a lot more, I'm going to do a lot more different things this time around. I'm not going to do one like super long episode a week. I thought what I might do is I will do some shorter episodes more frequently and then have one bigger episode, maybe same time on a Tuesday. I haven't completely made up my mind yet. But I also found dun, 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 a co-host. Yes, her name is Hannah. Her plan is to do a separate podcast with me where we do bookish deep dives, look at the bookish news of the day. We have like a lot of things in common when it comes to books, but we also have some things that we vastly differ on. And it'll be really interesting and give my whole show more of a rounded feel to it. We're going to call it something else. I will put it on my channel just because I feel like because this is my baby, that Hannah and I need something that is ours and not mine and her coming on board. So we are working on what we're doing. She's doing her setup right now. And she's awesome. She is like me. She's a bit quirky. She's Texan. So it's going to be fun. I'm really excited. But today, the reason that I came online today was I wanted to talk about like the fact that I have changed my name, that things are going to be a little different moving forward. And I want to do different things on different days, but have you guys know what I'm up to. Excuse me. So what I thought was on Fridays, because it's Friday today, that I would do Read Like Rory. Now, that's my hashtag, okay? So I've been doing a TikTok thing where every week I read a book that Rory Gilmore reads in The Gilmore Girls. And the list is really freaking long because I also decided to do Jess's list as well because his book list is not as long as Rory's, but I thought I'd mix it up. So I started off with 1984. And so what I did was, because I own the book somewhere in this madness, I can't remember where I put it. I downloaded 1984 from the library and then I got the audiobook version, okay? So what I thought I would do is I would listen to the book in parts, read the book in parts, and then make notes because I'm also going to do a banned book episode every week where every week I read a banned book and I talk about why it was banned or challenged because sometimes these books are not banned necessarily, but they're challenged. So I thought I would do that as well. And funnily enough, 1984 is a banned book and on Rory's list. So that's why I started with this one. And you know what? It's funny because I think we read it in school, like parts of it. I don't think we did the whole book. I think we did chapters and we had to analyze it and all that crap. And I hated the book then. And when I saw it was the first one on our list, I was like, fuck. I'm like, oh God, trust me, to start with a book I was not a fan of. But you know, I'm in my 40s now, okay? I was 15 then. my book choices and tastes have changed a lot. So, and I started and I finished it. I actually blew through it in one day, and I only listened to probably 4 hours of the audiobook. The rest I read. Like, it was, it's a really good book. Now, if you've seen the Gilmore Girls, you know that Rory, she's a massive reader, and she tends to read a lot of classic books. And this one is really interesting because it is one of those banned books as well. The reasoning why it was banned, and the reason it is banned in a lot of places, is because they make fun of the government. Like, it's very satire. And they make fun of the government. And then someone else like, well, there's sexual content in there. I'm like, no, there's not. And I just read it. Them talking about taking off their clothes and snuggling, that's not okay. Obviously, they have sex, but they don't talk about that. Like, why you would ban a book for even mentioning the word sex? I will never know. This was literally because they were not happy with the way the government was being portrayed. Because don't forget, this book was based as though they're in London. So they're George Orwell was really, really smart. So what he did was he wrote this book and he basically made it seem like the government had made everyone believe things that weren't true, and they were rewriting history to prove their narrative. But there were people that still remembered the old ways. Like, one of the things in there that caught my attention a lot was like the thing about the airplanes. Like, the government was like, oh, we designed airplanes. We created airplanes. And there were people, and there was this guy who's like the lead in the book, knew full well that that wasn't true because he had the proof. But he worked for a department in the government and they had things like the thought police. And it's really funny because in the political landscape that we're seeing right now, we're seeing a lot of that where people are not even allowed to have a thought about something without upsetting somebody. Like, you can't post on Facebook, for example, something that's going to upset someone else without them complaining about it and then trying to get you censored because they don't like what you have to say and doesn't fit a narrative. And I think that's one of the reasons why it's challenged so much nowadays, is purely because of the political landscape right now where freedom of speech is really under attack. Like, I don't care who you are. If you don't like something, don't read it. If you don't like something, don't buy it. If you don't agree with something, move past it. But people nowadays are like, well, I don't like that book, so no one should read that book. And I really feel like that's this book, for when it was written too, like, wow, ahead of its time or what, made the connections that if you don't believe in what they're telling you to believe in, you become an outlier. And if they would kidnap these people, they'd kill them off and they'd reprogram them. Like, the whole book is like, it's out there, man. It's really out there. And I'm one of the reasons why I love this book so much is because I'm a conspiracy theorist, okay? When I hear, oh, well, like the thing about Katy Perry being a robot, like, I deep dove that. I went crazy because I'm interesting. I want to know where somebody got that idea from. Like, sometimes there's, you know, there's no smoke without fire somewhere. So I wanted to know, and I go deep diving and I go falling down a rabbit hole, and 9 times out of 10, I find nothing. Like, somebody's just got this harebrained scheme on X or whatever, and it usually goes nowhere. But this book really highlighted a lot of the things that I'm already seeing, that we're already living through. And I just thought it was really, really funny. And I think that's one of the reasons why it is trying to be banned. Like, in some places already is banned. Like, it's not banned here in Canada, although they are going through book banning right now. But you can see why Rory was really interested in it as well, because it's really well written. Like, everything is structured beautifully. The story just, it flew, man. And the pace was really good for a classic. I know I've read a couple of other George Orwell's books, but this one, yeah, I think, like, if you haven't read it yet, I think it's one of those books that you'll get something out of it. You'll either laugh your ass off, because I did it. Some of the stuff that they were, like, they were talking about, like, I had a good laugh. Some of it was a little disturbing because I'm like, holy crap, could you imagine if that really started happening? Like, this is someone's playbook. But for me, it was like, I don't know. I felt really connected. I felt really involved. It was awesome. So, like, getting back to the book, the lead, like the MC of the book, his name is Winston, and he works for the government. And he keeps finding things that he shouldn't find that contradict the narrative. And he doesn't know what to do because he knows that, like, they can tell when you are thinking things you're not supposed to think based on like your heart rate. And they have all these signs up saying Big Brother is watching. And it's like really ominous. And he's really worried. Like he's walking down the street and they blow up like a part of a building and this hand lands in the street and it really doesn't faze him because this is the normal. And he literally kicks it out of the way into the curb. Okay. Like this is the life these people are living. And they can't remember old songs because the government have done away with them. They've rewritten history. And then when they want to change history, they just make everyone look like they're insane for remembering it that way because it's always been this way. You know what I mean? Like brainwashing them. And the people who don't believe Big Brother are the ones that are considered nuts. Like, oh, your thought process. And one of my favorite things was like, he's like, what does 2 + 2? What does it equal? And he's like, 4. He's like, no, it's 5. I'm like, and he spent ages convincing him it's 5. And they use all these techniques to kind of brainwash him. And after a while, he starts to really believe that 2 + 2 = 5. And now he's normal. And they like, yeah, honestly, I can see why I wouldn't have enjoyed it when I was younger because it wasn't relevant to what I understood as a teenager. Like I didn't understand much about politics. I didn't understand much about the landscape of stuff. To me, it just seemed really stupid. And now I can see I was completely and utterly wrong. Wrong, wrong, wrong. Like Winston ends up joining the resistance. And the resistance is funny because when they're explaining to him, like, we'd be willing to do this, we'd be willing to do that, do this, do that, do that. And he's like, yes, 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 yes. And the guy even turns around and says, like, there will be no change in the lifetime. You won't see this. We're doing this for the future of humanity, people that don't even exist yet. You know what I mean? And he was fully ready to die for this cause. And then they catch hold of him and whatnot. But I won't spoil the rest of the book for you. But I can see why Rory really enjoyed it. Now, when I was her age, I wouldn't have. Like, I know I didn't. Even the chapters that I read back then, I did not enjoy it. It was not my thing. But Rory's a different caliber of person, right? Like, she's very quiet. She's very studious. She's very book nerdy. Like, I wasn't nerdy nerdy back then. Not like I am today. Like, all these books would have, like, scared me back then. I was more into music and posters and boys and makeup and whatnot. But Rory's not like that. So you can see why she really enjoyed a book that really took her out of her little bubble of normalcy and pushed her into a realm that she wouldn't normally have had access to. And I can see why she really enjoyed the book. Now, the next book I'm planning on doing is also another banned book. It's Handmaid's Tale because it's also on her list. And I was going to do it in order of like alphabetical order because that's the list that I got came that way. But I think I'm going to try and pick more books to start with that have also been banned. And we know the Handmaid's Tale, like the whole thing about like how bad the patriarchy looks. And this book is the real reason why they're trying to ban it or challenge it or whatever. But I think that this like real like Rory thing that I've got going on is a lot of fun. It's pushing me right out of my comfort zone. Like I do like classic books. I do. But I like things like Little Women and Pride and Prejudice and stuff like that. And she reads stuff like Animal Farm, Alice in Wonderland. Like her list is vast. Like I think there was like 300 books on it. So this is going to take me a while. And if you're interested in doing any of these Read Like Rory challenges with me, I can earmark what book I'm doing each week if you would like. You're going to have to email me. It's going to be the same email address, therightkindofbooktalk@gmail.com, until I set up a new one because I'm lazy. I just didn't get around to it. Like everything else got a name change. That didn't. Yeah, so everything else got a name change. That didn't. So you can still hit me up on that email address until I change it. And I will change it. It's just going to take some time. Like, I don't think you get how much work it was to set up all the books and get my little knick-knacky things and find, like, because I had to have a movable desk so I can, like, put my mic and my camera and my lights and my, like, play around box thing over there and then have access to books and my technology stuff, right? Like it was a lot of work and this chair had to be the right size to fit in the right space, which meant waiting for it to be delivered. And that was a real pain in the ass. And honestly, I feel more comfortable here because I'm away from my screaming kids. One of the biggest problems about being a reader is trying to get peace when you have children. Like audiobooks, I'm actually really glad that I managed to work my way into audiobooks because I never used to listen to them. I couldn't like pay attention. Like I could listen to 20 minutes of a book and tell you nothing. But with kids, it's nice to be able to just put an audiobook on and make their lunch or like go for a walk. You know what I mean? It's a really handy tool if you're a mom. I recommend trying audiobooks. Just try it. Just do it. Now, I have this thing where people keep asking me about becoming book influencers. Yes, I know that episode that I recorded, like I had some serious sound problems that day. I do not know. I don't know if it was the internet or if it was, I use Riverside for my podcast. I don't know if they were having issues. Like, I don't know what happened. But by the time I uploaded it, it was like, I may as well not have bothered. And it took me hours, just so you know. Doing podcasts is no, it's not a short, quick thing. It really is not. But I am going to do another episode on how to get on NetGalley. What to do, best practices, how to review. I'm going to teach you how to, because also you can use BookSiren. BookSiren is, you know what? It's really good because they have, you can just go in. Once you pick all your parameters and whatnot, and it links to your social media, it will show you all the books that you might be interested in. And they show you how many are left and you can grab the books as they come in. It's all indie authors, okay? I don't think you're really going to find anyone published, like actually traditionally published on there. But honestly, like I'm trying to push myself into reading more indie authors and more, you know, doing my little challenges. But books I read, I found some really good ones. Like there was one specific horror one. I got an email. And I don't usually get a lot of books from BookSiren because I'm busy. Like I've got a lot of shit going on. I get books in the mail. NetGalley's sending me stuff. I get widgets. I get audiobooks. Blah. Like I just can't. I can't keep up. But I got this email about this horror book. And I'm like, God, that sounds good. So I'm like, okay. All right. I'll give it a go. Yeah. Blew through it. It was really, really good. And I was like, oh, kind of on a horror kick right now. So I went and got another one. And that one also was really, really good. And now I've got caught up in this series because that's just, yeah, they've started a series. Now I have to wait. I goddamn hate waiting. But I had to go and answer the door because believe it or not, I get book mail a lot. My programs that I'm involved in, I've been with them a long time. So I think they trust that I'm going to review, that I take the photos, I do the work. And they send me the free crap, right? Now, I got two nonfiction books. I got Invisible No More, Embracing Your Road to Recovery from Long COVID and Other Chronic Illnesses. Now, as somebody with RA, this is probably the reason why they sent me this one, because they don't send me a massive amount of nonfiction books. Although recently, I have had quite a few, and I don't know if that's because they don't get a lot of people reviewing the nonfiction books, but I like books like this because there's always information in there that you probably wouldn't find otherwise. And the other nonfiction book I got actually came with a beanie hat that I'm not going to show it because I don't want to mess my hair up. But it's called So Gay for You. And it's two, like these two were actors. One of them was out as a lesbian years ago and the other one wasn't, but she was in the closet. And they have a podcast and they're really cool. Kate. I'd actually never seen her in anything until I saw her in Ray Donovan, the TV show, and she's freaking amazing. So I'm really excited to read this one. And I think because it's Pride Month, it's probably one of the reasons why this one probably has just come out because this is a finished copy. And then I got, and this is one of my favorite programs, okay, Wattpad. Wattpad Books, they print through Penguin. They're all authors that wouldn't have been published otherwise. But this one's called Best Summer Ever. It's by Jessica Consolo. And I got this one yesterday. And I'm probably about 4 or 5 chapters in. And it's really, really good. And I don't know why more people don't utilize Wattpad. You can buy printed copies. You can use their free service and read chapters. Or you can pay premium and then get no ads. Which apparently the ads are a real problem. I didn't notice, but whatever. What do I know? And this is my favorite, okay? I just got this book too. This is Wednesday Books and their books always come in like matching envelopes. Like How cool is that? And I feel really fancy when they come too, because I'm like, oh! And they always send finished books. They actually, I don't think they send out ARCs. I don't think I've ever had a Wednesday ARC. I think they've always been finished copies. And this one is We Can Never Leave by H.E. Edgeman. This one's all over Instagram right now. So I'm really glad that they sent me a copy. Yeah, I like Wednesday books. They do a lot of young adult books. They're, me likey. So I'm going to teach you how to become an influencer. It's harder being in Canada. If you're in the US, they prefer shipping. Like, I lost one of my influencer programs. I think it was Source Books. They stopped their Canada program and I was so bummed. But the person who was sending me stuff, the marketing lady, the publicist, she was like, I'm really sorry. She's like, I love your reviews. What we can do is if you see a book that you like, maybe I can ship you a copy every now and again, but I can definitely send you widgets through NetGalley. And I'm like, that's fine. Because I was like, oh my God, it won't let me. Because I was like, it's like you have to re-sign up for a lot of them every year. And they took away Canada. And I'm like, oh, no. Now, I just finished doing the Celadon read-along too for Notes on Infinity. Read-alongs are always another good one to do, especially if you're in their influencer program, because they'll send you a book to stick in like a free little library. So you get to do a free little library drop. You get a free hardcover of the book to read. They match you up with other bookstagrammers or booktalkers, depending on which platform you prefer. And you get to talk as you're reading through it. Like, they set the book up into like sections. So you get to talk about it as you go. And then everyone writes their review. Now, I enjoyed it more than the rest of my group did, but I tend to be an easy reviewer. Like, I look at a book and I'm like, you know what, H.E. Edgeman, you have put your blood, sweat and tears into this thing. I'm going to tell you what I liked and what I didn't like, but I'm also going to understand that you're a human being and maybe your book wasn't for me, right? So I tend to, if something's a 2-star, I might give it 2.5. If it's a 3-star, I might give it 3.5. You know what I mean? Like, I never round down. Like, if I was 3.5, I wouldn't do 3. I would always go up to a 4. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. Maybe I'm just a big softy soft touch. But that's how I feel about it, right? But I would really enjoy having people do this Read Like Rory hashtag thing that I got going on. So if you're interested in reading The Handmaid's Tale and you want to chat about it or ask questions about it, or maybe you want to come have a little chitty chatty with me online, we could do that too. So make sure you email me at therightkindofbooktalk@gmail.com for now until I change the email, and I will do it, I promise. It was me. It was one thing that I forgot to do because I've already got a million emails. Like, I'm like, maybe I'll just leave it, but maybe I won't. I don't know yet. I haven't decided. No, I'm going to change it. But email me, or you can find me on Instagram at The Adulterous Whore or Bookalorian Designs, whichever one's easiest for you. I'm on TikTok too, but seriously, don't look at my TikTok. I suck at it. Like, I can't get any traction no matter what. Everyone's like, ooh, algorithm change. I'm doing so great. I'm like, woo, I'm not. And it's not like my stuff's any different. Like, it's obviously my face opposed to their faces, but I don't know. I use the same hashtags. I use the same trending sounds, and I still, whatever. Fuck it. I'm quite happy doing my podcast. I'm happy on YouTube. You know what I mean? But I'm hoping to have a proper episode on Tuesday, like a full length episode, although this one looks like it's going to be pretty freaking sizable by the end of it. And that'll be on whatever bookish topic I pick. So that will be the start of, no, I guess this would be the start of season 2. This is season 2 now. I don't quite know how I'm going to label these, but it should be, that's a problem for tomorrow. But if you like this episode, you like the idea of doing it Read Like Rory, give me a hit on the subscribe button. I really appreciate it. And you'll be able to see all the updates and all the rest of that crap. I'm doing coupon codes for my Etsy store right now. If you like Hook bookmarks, I meant to bring one in with me and I completely forgot. If you like Hook bookmarks, I've literally got every single one of them at, I think it's 40% off. Yeah, I think it's 40% off right now with my coupon code that you have to type in on my Etsy store, Ladolterous. Okay. And if you don't know like how to spell that, go check out my YouTube channel because it's actually on one of the videos. Yes, Etsy store is booklorindesigns.etsy.com. I have stickers and all that other good stuff, like laminated bookmarks, magnetic bookmarks. I got book cart stickers, like the decal thingies for your book cart. You got TBR or whatnot. But yeah, things are going to be a little different. Things are going to be a little more structured. I'm going to do a little bit more fly by the seat of my pants episodes where maybe I'll just pick a topic off the top of my head and just talk. I might even start doing live chats. So I might even go live every now and again. I'm working out all the kinks. Like, just getting to this part was, it was a process, okay? And my kids are going to be off for the summer soon. Like, they've got 3 weeks left of school and then they're off. So I'm hoping to do more stuff outside, maybe go do some bookstore stuff. Like, I don't know. I've got lots of big ideas and hopefully I can pull some of them off. Thanks for watching The L'Adulterous Whore. Are you a L'Adulterous Whore? You should let me know because I love women that cheat on their TBRs just as much as I do. Have the reading week you deserve and I will see you very, 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 very soon. Take care, readers.